This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sugar, I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Christmas cookies, babe?
Our Christmas cookies are a special treat.
The George Strait, you bet.
Nobody better. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Pipers, who had another record year this year, by the way. And if you look ahead to 2022 and think this might be the year to sell the iron, might be the time. Have a conversation with the folks at Pipers, because they've been known for decades as the land auctioneers, and they are America's land auctioneer. You hear them every Saturday, 7 a.m. here, including, by the way, on Christmas Day this year. And Pipers is certainly world-renowned, really, across the USA, and for sure very well-known in this region as a land auctioneer. But their machinery auction, their equipment auction side has really grown and grown and grown all across the state. So check them out. Have great locations now in Sioux Falls, in Steele, in Bowman. I mean, there are, of course, Moorhead, great locations. So Pipers.com to find out more. Start thinking about it right now, Pipers.com. Time for another business roundtable edition of the program. And by the way, our Christmas question of the day, still welcome. You can call 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. And to answer that question of the day, tomorrow we're going to announce all of our Christmas winners. Also tomorrow we'll have a conversation with the president of Sanford Health West. Todd Schaefer will join us on the program to talk about, you know, Christmas and Omicron. See, I didn't say the C word. I said Omicron. Because if you watch the national media, you open up a newspaper, you're going to be scared out of your wits about Christmas. You ought not be. There is a lot of remedies here. There's testing sites. There's all kinds of things that are happening. But the narrative is ramping up again. We want to give you the facts. We'll do that tomorrow on the program. All right, time to introduce our rock star panel here of Better Business Roundtable participants with us monthly on the program. Tom McDougall, High Point Networks, Chad Flanagan with Ide Bailey, and Tyler Leverington is here with Onsted Twitchell. Morning, gentlemen. Good to see you again, as always, by the way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about due diligence here in the final days of 2021. And we've talked, obviously, about employee performance a little bit, but this is a good time to think about doing that as well. And just the calendar, what decisions, especially Chad and Tyler, you know, what do I think about? Because as soon as that calendar flips and that check hasn't been written, obviously that opportunity is lost. So a lot to cover today. But as we get ready for 2022, let's talk about getting it done at the end of this year or the 1st of January. Give me your best advice. I'll start with you, Tyler.
Yeah, it's a great time of year to check in and know what you've got going on with your contracts, your relationships. I've seen it happen more than once where somebody calls me on the 1st or 2nd week of January and says, hey, I've got a little bit of problem. This major contract, whether it's the lease for my building or something else, turns out it expired December 31st. What do I do now? Do I call my landlord? Am I in trouble? What do I do? Or whether it be a major supplier or something. And it was something nobody checked in on, nobody followed up on. We get it straightened out. We get it figured out. But I tell you what, if you can plan for it and deal with it ahead of time, you're a heck of a lot better than being behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Chad, how about you?
Yeah, I think it's a good time. You know, most companies are calendar year end as the fiscal year end. And so you get through this time of year, you close the books, you start to look into January and think about strategic planning. You know, most of us have been so busy trying to keep up with things, we haven't had a chance to kind of pause and think, are we doing the right things? Are we moving the right direction? So, you know, it's a good time to look back and look at your numbers, your key performance indicators. what are you doing well, what are you not doing well, and how do you change going forward. So it's kind of just piggybacking off the new year and a new time to look forward.
Tom, it is a busy time, you know, and you can very easily just get into the swirl of the Christmas holiday and travel and everything else and sort of forget those important decisions. But a person should just turn everything off for about a half hour and say what really should be done before the end of the year and what can wait, right?
Well, we and what we do, and I was telling these guys before we got started, I'm sorry, I'm about half awake right now because we've been doing this exact same thing for 3 days. We do a end of year planning for next year, and that's what we've been doing the last 3 days. And you know, you have all the different things. You look at last year, you look at the year before, you look at what's coming up ahead. You do some planning and set some goals, and you try to create some. You know, you have your big goals. You try to create some goals that support what your big goals are, and it's a lot of work. This planning thing can wear you out, man, but you got to do it, because if you don't, you're just flying by the seat of your pants. And I did that for a lot of years, too.
Well, I think we all have, one time or another. And it's why we do the Better Business Roundtable, just to give you some best practices and things to think about as well. Chad, evaluations, employee performance, just like Tom's talking about, planning for next year. What best advice do you have as we close out 2021?
Yeah, so if you're going through a plan to sit down, do some strategic planning, you know, first of all, have somebody help you with that. Get a facilitator, somebody that's not as close to everything as you are. And, you know, start with your people. Do you have the right people in the right seats on the bus? Do you need to add talent? And it's driven in large part by what are you chasing? Is there a new service area? Is there a new product? What do we need to do to get that done? And do we need to add to the team? And then, of course, yeah, the retention is such an important thing. We've talked about it in past shows. Make sure you give your employees some attention. Talk them through, you know, their year. What did they do well? What did they need to work on? And make it a positive experience for them. Because, you know, we hear all the time, they want that. They crave that feedback.
Tyler, change is not easy, right? But it is a good time to think about what should change.
Right.
Position by position, company-wide.
Yeah.
How do you advise your clients?
I tell them that the earlier, the better. Simply because it's real easy, and it's critical. I shouldn't say it's real easy. It's critical to talk about what changes need to happen, but then actually laying out a plan for implementing those changes, laying the groundwork. The earlier you start doing that, the more creative you can be, because you've got time to meet with people and to have discussions and say, okay, we know we want to address this issue, whatever that might be. What are our options? Well, if we're 5 days before it needs to be addressed, we got to figure out a solution and go. But if it's, hey, there's this issue looming and we're 6 months out, we can come up with three or four strategic options, weigh pros and cons, get a little creative and lay some groundwork for really an optimal outcome rather than just an outcome.
And for your clients at Onsted Twitchell, I imagine following that advice saves probably a little more pain down the road, right? When they come and say, we got a mess here.
Yeah, absolutely. Both in terms of cleaning up messes and even looking to the future, whether that's transition of the company as it exists today, potential acquisitions of competitors, potential sales, or transitions to the next generation. If we can get a group of advisors together, we can kick around ideas and come up with all sorts of creative options. Alternatively, if you give us a call in October and say, I want to sell before the end of the year, it's, oh, okay, well, we'll get it sold. As opposed to, how can we be as strategic as possible?
Yeah, we're calling you today and say, I want to get it sold by the end of the year, right?
I got that call from someone about 2 weeks ago, and they asked, what's the percentage chance?
That's a better question there. Yeah.
Zero.
Tom, you've, you know, I guess the growth at High Point Network could be considered chaotic when you look at where you started to where you are and the acquisitions you've had, but what you're talking about in the way of planning keeps it from being chaotic, I imagine.
Well, and that's the whole idea. We've gone through chaos, and it's really hard to manage chaos. So we try to look at trends and, you know, so there are a lot of trends going on. Which ones are we going to participate in? Which ones are we not? And if we're going to participate, are we going to actually just play along, or are we going to do something about it? And that drives all of our decision making for the most part. And, you know, the other thing, too, that we were talking about before we got on the air is you take a look at your compensation plans and how you're going to, if you're going to give raises, if you're going to do bonuses, if you're going to do those types of things. for people who have a plan that's based on, you know, something, whether it's sales or growth of the company or something like that, I have found that it's really important to have that plan in place before you start the new year, because if you wait until about February 15th, you just lost 45 days of performance from everybody, because people don't like working in an environment where they don't know what are we shooting for. So you got to have all that stuff laid out, and people got to know what they're doing, because people will do whatever you ask them to if they know why and they know what you're shooting for.
And I must say, as someone that is part of my compensation is a commission. It's a percentage of what I sell. And if I take the time to think about it and sit down and talk with my business partner about that for that part of I'm more motivated. I'm more excited, Chad, right? I mean, that's a good way to get employees like fired up to get going.
Yeah, I think this conversation kind of, you start with the idea that this year I've heard from clients more than ever that we only can do so much. So let's chase the high margin, high value stuff. Let's incentivize our sales team to sell that product or service. So it starts with that.
Yeah.
Well, and what's really interesting about that is what's really high profit, high margin, high value for you might be, and what you consider to be not that, might be somebody else's. So if you can get
those
on the
two
same
together,
page.
Yeah, you get those two together, and now you're working. That's what comes from planning. More with the pros here on the Better Business Roundtable after this.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better with the lowest price fuel around and lots of choice at the pump. Plus, great deals all month long, like any size coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. Old Trapper Deli Sticks, $10.99. Energizer batteries, any size, a buck off. And ball caps and queen size blankets, $5 off. Plus the 4-for-4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies, 20 ounce drink, $4. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Today is it for the Medora musical. Wild Bill and the folks from the Medora musical, some of the cast members, their final show is today at 4 o'clock at the Bismarck High School Auditorium. Tickets at the door, last chance, carve out a little time. It'll put you in the perfect place for Christmas. It is the last show of this year, and it's been quite a ride. And they've been from, you know, South Dakota, North Dakota, Bloomington, Minnesota, and all over. And it is the last of three shows in Bismarck today. 4 o'clock, Bismarck High School Auditorium. Go see it. You will not be disappointed. More of our conversation with our pros on the Better Business Roundtable. We do this once a month, talking about all kinds of things. You got some experts here to help you sort out things that are happening and challenges. And the questions are always great. Always welcome questions, too, on any of this. If you have a question or comment, there's no shortage of issues right now and dealing with the pandemic and all the other things that are going on. And we're trying also present some information to help you think a little through things that just maybe get you out of your routine and what you're doing as well. And been talking about due diligence at the end of the year and the calendar closing in on us. Tyler Lemington is here from Onsted Twitchell, Chad Finnegan from Mike Bailey, and Tom McDougall from High Point Networks with us today on the program. So let's talk a little bit about best clients and you know, sort of best practices on all of this. Tom, you are a client, but you have clients as well. And have you picked up best practices from other clients? He can't answer that question because he is the best practice. Yeah.
Well,
you never pause. He just paused there. Did you guys see that? He just kind of like stumped him on this one.
Wow, that's pretty impressive right there. No, we actually pick up best practices from a lot of our clients, to be honest with you, especially when it comes to you know, when you're out there talking to as many clients as we do, you understand that everybody's got different needs. They're doing things different ways, and it's really fun when you run into somebody who you get into this deeper conversation about how are we going to do something, especially in the IT world, and they maybe have somebody who's come from a different part of the world, different part of the country, a bigger business, whatever, that has this idea that we've never even thought of. So we do that all the time. Most of our best products that are best services, best products that we have today came from those types of conversations. We didn't dream them up.
And Chad, obviously the consulting you do at iBailey, this is what you do, right? You're working with all these clients, and so it's sharing best practices all the time, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, on the topic of client experience, I think for us what we figured out is we can't do all things for all people. And so really identifying who is a good fit, and we've started to pay more attention to, you know, services per client. Who are we doing one service for? We want to grow with that company. We want to be that provider that works with them on four or five different projects a year. And that's really a kind of win-win for us. But Scott, on the other topic of just sharing client experiences, I think that's what's fun about what we do is we get to pick up things from clients and put that into practice ourselves, and that's a lot of fun.
So as you're looking at your team and saying what clients would we consider the best and how do we get more of them, what advice would you have for our listeners in that regard?
Yeah, I think you know, you want to find a culture fit, and we throw that word around a lot, culture, but you know, are you in the mode of aggressively growing, and do you perceive a lot of value with your advisors? You know, do you appreciate that, and will you use them and help them, you know, have them help you take the next step in your journey? And those are the clients we want to work with.
Tyler, what do you consider a best client? And what should our listeners consider a best client?
Yeah, I think a huge piece of it in terms of what I consider a best client is communication. I get so much value, and I think I provide so much value from clients that I communicate with freely that we can have a freewheeling discussion about the problem that's right in front of us, but also the other things going on in a business, because it's extremely common. Someone will be telling me about something, they'll say, hold on a second, you just mentioned something, and we've never talked about that before, but that's going to have some impacts on these other things we are talking about. And, you know, one thing I love about my job is I get to work with so many business owners, people who have built companies from the ground up, people who have sold companies, bought companies. I get to interact with so many of those people every day. And just through those interactions, learning and hearing about what they've experienced, and in a lot of ways, that helps provide perspective, because I have a conversation, I hear, I know I've got another client who's in a similar situation. It might be a different industry, might be different, but man, that's an interesting way for a business owner to solve a problem. And I think there's a lot of value in that, in those freewheeling communications and conversations.
Which is always better with a good relationship. I mean, it all starts right. from just, you know, hey, I trust this guy and let's go. How do you find more of those as a business, Tom?
Well, what we've done is we've fairly well defined what we believe to be our best client, whether they already exist or if they're somebody new that we're going, trying to acquire new business. And I think we look at it a couple of different ways, and Chad mentioned it a little bit too. You've got, we talk about width and depth, right? So width is more clients, you know, maybe we've got, so let's say we do four things really well, and we do. And so we look, if we're looking for a new client, we're trying to figure out what can we start with, right? So like Chad said, we got one thing we're doing really well. And if we're getting along really well, let's build the depth in that client. And if we're not, you know, maybe there's somebody else that they would be better off working with. And we talk about that because, I mean, let's face it, guys, you don't, everybody you work with doesn't end up being on the same page with you. So you got to be smart enough to recognize that and not be angry about it, but just recognize it and turn them to somebody who maybe they're even a big competitor. Turn them to a competitor that can help them better. It just depends. I could go on. This is a huge topic for us. I could go on all day, and you don't want me to. So
no, it's interesting though. I think it's really something to think about. Again, it's what you know. The calendar says, okay, take some time to do that. Part of that strategic planning, whatever. On this whole topic, I'm just going to ask you each for a final thought here as we wrap up, Tyler.
Open lines of communication. Communicate early. Communicate often.
Can't go wrong there. Chad?
I think it's just, you know, we talk about strategic planning. It's hard to make time for that, hard to commit to that. And everybody's so busy, but it's important because you can be doing things right, but you have to stop and think, are we doing the right things? And that, even if you take some time in January here for year end, it's well worth it to make sure you're moving the right direction.
It's kind of fun, too. Really, it is. Once you do it, I mean, it's really invigorating to just stop, shut everything off, and Steve and I will do that once in a while. We'll just get in the car and drive for a couple hours and go out to Thump a Pond and back, you know, and amazing if you just shut everything off and think about it a little bit. It's a good time. It shouldn't just be once a year either, right, Chad?
Well, you got to commit to it, and you got to be accountable to making it happen. So you got to check in quarterly, you know, are we progressing on the things we said we were going to do?
Check back on your plan, which is never going to be the same a year from the day you talk about it, right, Tom?
That's exactly right. We do the same thing. We check in quarterly with our team. We get someplace. We get offsite. We do it. I would recommend not doing this the week of Christmas. I'd wait till January. I wouldn't do it the week of Christmas. Or the beginning of December, whatever. But it is really important to know where you're going. And like Tyler said, what's most important once the leadership team figures that out is to communicate that. Figure out how to communicate that. Get everybody on the same page.
Top
create
out,
a rallying
right?
pot.
Everybody.
You got to have a rallying cry for everybody that they can get around.
Yeah, everybody meaning everybody.
Right.
Right? All the way down. Have them all invested in it. Love it. Tom McDougall of High Point Networks. Chad Flanagan, Ide Bailey, Tyler Leverington, Onsted Twitchell. Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
We're talking money next to Brian Croc. You're going to love this on the market.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large explosion took place hours ago at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial accident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in the 1920s and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The Supreme Court announced it will hold oral arguments on January 7th to consider legal challenges to President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. CDC Director Dr. Walensky explains why COVID testing kits are in short supply.
The administration is doing a lot with regard to testing, and we recognize we have more work to do. So that, of course, includes a $3 billion investment in rapid tests.
Unfortunately, the kits won't be available till well after the holidays. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Christmas is here. The 12 days of Christmas actually start the day after Christmas, so there's plenty of Christmas left. Absolutely. Back on What's On Your Mind, our Christmas question of the day is, what gift are you giving the person we're celebrating on Christmas? Imagine going to a birthday party. You call some friends over to the house. You have a grand old time. Everybody's having a good time, and then they all give presents to each other. And you get not a Zippo, nothing.
What's going on here? That was my birthday.
That's not the way this movie is supposed to end. So the gifts you're giving, the reason for the season today, and I don't think you want stuff. I don't think you worry about supply chains.
No.
It's things like, maybe a little prayer time, maybe a little a charitable heart. You know, a little forgiveness for someone, or, you know, a little apology on your part, whatever it might be. So, and a hat tip to Father Metzger for giving me the question of the day today, because it was a great homily this morning at Mass. And I ripped that question off. That was from our R&D department. Rip off and duplicate. Yeah, we got that one done today. So you can call us at 855-200-1776. We're going to check in with Jim the Flight Pole Guy, because we didn't get a chance to talk to him after that great answer to the question last hour, and that story about someone that lost his brother. Incredible stories today on the program. Doug at Bismarck has one more, and then our Money Talk segment with Brian Cronk. Going to talk about what's going on in the market, whether this is a correction or any other questions you have as well. Collins and Cronk are a great partner in bringing you Money Talk here on the program. Doug and Bismarck, an answer to the question of the day. Go ahead.
Well, yesterday I spent $1,000 on my pillow slippers.
You did not.
I did. I had some sent to Michigan to my daughter and her half, to mine it, my son and his wife, my two sons and their wives in Beulah.
My goodness, is that amazing. And that's a good way to reward somebody that fights all year long on behalf of the conservative cause, simple things like election integrity, and, came from nothing. The guy's an amazing story. He really is, Michael Lindell. So thank you for doing that. Did you buy anything for yourself, though, Doug?
Well, a while back, I bought some slippers from him, but and I bought a MyPillow. So
good for you. That's fantastic. Can I send you Mike's book? Have you bought the book before?
No, I haven't. I think maybe they're gonna get a book in with this.
There's a bundle, actually, that comes with a little pillow and a book that's like $9.95 or something. It's a great deal. But I'm going to send you a book, so don't leave. When we get done chatting, Daniel will take your information and I'll send you a book, okay? Because it's great. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO, it's a great lesson about life for sure.
Sounds good.
Doug, thanks for calling. Hang on a second here. We'll get you into Daniel. We'll send that off to you. If you haven't ordered yet, you're not going to get the items for Christmas yet. But you can tell your loved ones they're coming. 800-506-9028. That's what Doug did. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and tell him Scott sent you. Guess who's here? The Money Man, Brian Kronk, Collins and Kronk. Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas. Now I know who bought up all the MyPillow slippers, so I don't have any of my stocking.
There's no supply chain crisis at MyPillow. See, that's what
you're
doing.
Beautiful thing. I love that.
American-made products, you don't have such worries, right?
Absolutely. And for my little question of the day answer, I'm treating myself to Chick-fil-A later.
So are you really?
There you go.
Okay, yeah. All right. Very good. That sounds good. That's a treat?
That's a treat for me. Love that.
You probably don't have that much time to stand in their line or go to their drive-thru line. You're a busy guy.
Exactly. So today we'll do that.
Helping people maneuver this market. So what is going on in the market right now?
Well, it's interesting. I've had different people ask me, are we in a correction? What are we doing? It's been definitely a strange market environment. We have so many things going on. You know, we were just trucking along, indexes at new highs, and then we get some selling coming in pretty hard back in September, and people said, are we headed into a correction? Market's back at new highs again, and then just recently, last week, we started having huge sell-offs. And so I would say, yeah, we are in a correction. We're in sort of an environment right now where it's sort of a stealth correction. So if it weren't for all the money that the Federal Reserve has been pumping into the system, I think the stock market would be much lower. We're seeing individual stocks being taken to the woodshed. They're down, you know, 20, 30. Some of them are down 40% if they have any kind of an earnings disappointment at all. And yet at the same time, the indexes, looking at the S&P and the Dow, are just a percent off of all-time highs. So it is a treacherous time to be in the market.
You predicted this.
Yes, I did.
Right here on this program, and obviously to your clients as well, and you know, that's when adjustments are needed, right?
Absolutely. I always, you know, one of my favorite quotes is market corrections are when stocks are returned to their rightful owners. And usually that's said sort of tongue-in-cheek, but there's a lot of truth to that. You get a lot of people who come in late to the game. They're buying the hot stock, not even knowing what that company does for a living. And as soon as the market gets shaky, it shakes them out. And those of us who are real knowledgeable investors, who are more sophisticated, could come in and buy up those stocks at reasonable prices. And we really haven't had that. So we do need a good market reset, shake out some of those weak holders so that we can come in and buy up the quality merchandise again.
And that advice is so valuable because Brian and the team at Collins and Kronk, they don't farm out your investments to New York City. They're not trusting somebody else in some little cubicle on the 18th floor or 80th floor of some big building in New York City. You do it right here, right?
Well, yeah, that's one of the things that really makes us different is we manage the money locally. So I've been an institutional portfolio manager for over 25 years now, and absolutely love the idea that we can deliver high-quality professional management right out of Fargo. We've got a couple of different research teams that assist us around the world, so we can tap into that. Raymond James, obviously, being the biggest and most well-known. But then the key decisions and the actual, you know, money movement day-to-day happens right in our Fargo office.
I was talking to somebody recently, retired, and lamenting the fact that this inflation is chewing away at the nest egg while interest rates are so low that what he does have doesn't get anything in return. What do you do in a case like that?
It is amazing. You know, we're seeing inflammation. Well, that too.
That too, yeah.
Inflation for those people who, you know, remember this from when we had it before, you know, had gone crazy at the end of the 70s. And then there's a whole, you know, several generations now that have been born that have never seen this. And they're all asking that question, you know, what do we do? What do we do just to get by day to day? But what do we do with our money? And what's amazing to me is that's why we own equities. This is why with our investors, we try to encourage them to be in equities as much as possible. I always say equities, which means ownership. We're going to own great companies. That ownership is what leads to wealth creation. It happens to be that ownership that also is the best hedge against inflation of any other asset class. So owning things, particularly high quality companies, is what's going to save you from this inflation thing.
The narrative, I guess, right now is that interest rates are going to go up, as a way to tamp down inflation.
Right.
I think it'd be a better fix to call stop printing money and spending like crazy. And by the way, I don't know if you know, but Joe Biden says the inflation is actually a sign the economy's roaring. Everything's great. So the inflation is just a byproduct of a roaring economy. I don't know how to, you know, put my mind around all this, but on the interest rate question, what's that going to mean?
So
a hike is coming, right?
So yeah, hopefully a hike is coming. And I don't normally say that sitting in my investor chair because generally rate hikes lead to sort of a headwind for the stock market. As rates go up, guess what? That means there's less money around in the system to push stocks in and all assets higher. But that's exactly why we need to do rate hikes right now, because that is going to be what actually slows down or even stops inflation. You know, my worry is the Fed, the Federal Reserve, that is, seems to say a lot of things, but they're a lot more political than what they used to be in the past. And I wonder, do they actually have the political will to do what is necessary? In other words, will they actually raise interest rates? They've indicated that they'll raise them 3 times in the next year, but that's going to start causing some pain. And they seem to not want to do that. They don't want to cause any pain, even if we need it. And so my fear is that they don't. So, yeah, rate hikes in general, not great for the market because it's a headwind. But at the same time, that is our cure for some of this inflation.
And, you know, these things come and go, and that's why you want a pro, honestly. You want a pro on the front line just saying, hey, here's what's going on. I'm a novice of all novices here, but I've learned a ton from Brian. He does the planning for Maria and I. It's been exciting to see our little nest egg grow and see those numbers, and more importantly, just when you see a plan come to fruition, it's really fun. I mean, it really is. It's just, you know, and it's going to take twists and turns and everything else. But, you know, to sit down and actually take the time to do that, and you guys do this so well, and ask all the right questions, so then you come back and review and go, okay, that's how that one worked out, and that's how that's doing. I mean, you can't underestimate the importance of planning, can we?
No, I always say, you know, the old saying, you know, failing to plan is planning to fail. And that comes down to, you know, we can give you, you know, a phenomenal stock portfolio. What if we had the best returns of any other portfolio out there, but we didn't put the right amount of money in it and we can't get you to your goals? Well, then we've still failed for you. So it's not about picking the hot stock. It's about making sure that you can do what you want to do with your nest egg. Can you retire? Can you help the kids out? Whatever your goals are, that's how we know we're winning, is when we help you accomplish your goals.
It's Christmas, and we're talking about dollar signs here, and everything that has a dollar sign behind it. What and that's important, obviously, and this planning is important, but what makes you different in how you do what you do?
That is a huge point. I'm glad you brought that up, Scott. So, you know, we focus on active portfolio management. Like you said, we're out there in the markets. Our number two thing is making sure that every single one of our clients has a detailed financial plan. But I always say one of the most important things we do is all the stuff that generally falls between the cracks. We tell our clients, anything that has to do with a dollar sign, where a dollar sign touches your life, you come talk to us. That might be, hey, we're buying a new car. Should we lease it or buy it? That might be, hey, I'm trying to figure out if I need a will or a trust. Hey, I'm trying to do all of these various things that have a dollar sign there. Well, guess what? Those things affect your portfolio. They affect your plan. And so if we're not answering those questions, if we're not helping you make mistakes on those things that you don't normally think of for a financial advisor, we're failing too, because we have to make sure that we're protecting your entire nest egg and all of those things are connected. So yeah, we're going to ask you about your decisions for your business. We're going to ask you about equipment you're buying. We're going to ask you about, you know, a new home you might want to get into, but that way we can help you make sure that you're making the good decisions for financing and everything else.
And that can sound like, oh my gosh, that's daunting, but it's actually, it's very helpful. Because someone that has the knowledge to ask the right questions can really keep you out of a lot of trouble.
Oh, absolutely. I just look at, you know, what we do for estate planning, the fact that we'll hold our clients' hands and walk into the attorney's office with them to help answer their questions. That's a phenomenal value-added thing that we do.
All right. Brian's going to give you his best advice for 2022 when we come back to put a cherry on the top of our Money Matters segment here for 2021. So stay tuned for that. Good advice coming up, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. North Dakota oil and gas touches every corner of North Dakota. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Trans Siberian Orchestra with vocals. They don't always have vocals.
Some of them do, yeah.
Very nice. A little Christmas cheer for you. And our Christmas question of the day, what gift are you giving the reason for the season? That's right. Don't have a big birthday party and give each other gifts and not the person that's birthday. Yeah.
And give the Prince of Peace a little love.
Exactly. Right. Tomorrow night, midnight, right? The birth. So, if you want to answer that question, anytime today, 855-200-1776. So, lots of pressure on our money man, Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk. Best advice you could give for the new year would be what?
Best advice. Oh, I love those kinds of questions, Scott. I tell you what, number one, if you don't have a plan, this is the time to get one going. We've got a reshuffling of the deck in the market. And so let's start a plan. Give our office a call. We'll talk to you about what it takes to create one, or we'll be the ones to create a plan for you, because you need a plan that takes all your goals and objectives and combines that with your investments to make sure you get there. from a stock market standpoint, I just feel like the stock market is giving us a Merry Christmas. We've had a sell-off. Some of the best companies that I've wanted to own are all on sale right now, and people don't realize that. So think about stocks that you've maybe wanted to get involved in, but yet the prices were too high, or those stocks were just way too extended. This is your opportunity to look at those and say, hey, this has pulled back 20%. You know, we'd always run down to the store for a 20% off sale. Well, guess what? We've got a 20%, 25%, 30% off sale going on in some of the best quality companies in the market. So anything that you've been interested in, let's talk about that, because this will be the time to buy those.
And with inflation and low interest rates.
Right.
What a time to, again, going back to your earlier point, own these companies, because
absolutely,
that's how you lay off that horrible performance the other way, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it just makes sense. Just take a company like Coca-Cola, for example. Lots of people like to own that stock because it's very understandable. So we buy stock in that. Well, guess what? Sugar prices go up. Their input costs are rising. Cocoa beans, whatever they need for ingredients, as that goes up, what do? They just charge a little bit more for a can of pop, right? We each pay maybe a nickel more or a dime more for a can of Coke. That all gets passed on. And guess what? Coke's profit margins stay the same. The company that you own continues to make more money even in an inflationary environment. That is why stocks do so well with inflation.
Great advice. It really is. Real quick, the economy. What do you predict in 2022? Worse or better?
Ooh, I hate making predictions, but when I see as much money as I can right now floating into those more defensive areas, that tells me things are probably headed for a slowdown.
Interesting. If folks want to start 2022 on a better foot, take some of your advice, how do they get you?
Easiest thing is just to call our office, set up a consultation. There's no charge for that. We'll sit down and just make sure we're on the same page and figure out the best way to move forward.
And you call your office at?
Yep, we're at 701-235-0119, right in downtown Fargo.
701-235-0119 or collinsandcronk.com.
Just visit us on the website. That's right.
And Collins is with a C and Kronk is with a K.
K-R-A-N-K.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Merry Christmas.
We have Jim the flagpole guy ready to go, right, Kev?
Yeah, he's back on.
All right. Sorry about the wait, Jim. Tell us what we need to know for 20.
I sure am, Scott. Whoever calls, we'll set the schedule, and we're going to post it online. And now's a great time to share. USFlagpoleGuy.com is coming, and we're going to set up networking, and we're going to make it. Problem is I'm one guy trying to do this, and we're trying to set it up so more people can have flags. Every person I set a flagpole for, I'm just on fire for, to experience. I've learned now, it was a different motive when I started, but I've learned now that as I got to experience so many people getting their flagpole for the first time, you realize how special it was. It's kind of a spiritual, it's a very important moment in people's lives. And I just want to continue that any way I can. We're going to grow, and it's got a lot of big news coming and restructuring to be better. So thank you for everybody for the patience. And if you could, please email direct Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com for right now. And then we're going to make it super easy for people to buy flagpoles and to find service and to find each other. And thank you.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas. I love you guys. I love you all. God bless America.
We love you, my friend. And we're super excited to be part of that tour because a new flagpole, the flagship of our new wonderful Flag Family Media headquarters here along I-29, south of the 94-29 interchange, has been something Jim's been working on for a while. And it's on the roof, so we got to get the flag up and down once in a while. And really looking forward to that whole expansion. And you're helping that, too, with the display, because that's what you do better than anything. It's just not just putting a flag up, it's the whole display. It's really,
well,
it's like an artist.
It's a stairwell. Thank you, sir. And it's the stairwell going up because now we got to go up there more often. We got to redesign the building around the flagpole. Isn't that nice? And then I need to know, is it, it's going to be black to match your trim? Is it flat black or shiny? I'm looking for opinions. Thank you.
Love it. Thanks, Jim.
I've got the pole. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Merry Christmas. Jim the Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com. He's doing this tour January 10th through January 21st and just literally circling North Dakota. And catching up with folks, and, you know, he's one guy. He's one guy with a couple of helpers on the road putting flags up, but he hasn't got a team of people answering the phone or anything else. So
there, baby.
Encourage you to just text 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Jim the Flagpole Guy. We are here tomorrow.
I am not. Merry Christmas, my friend.
I know you're not.
Great Christmas. I'm
Merry Christmas to you.
In South Dakota.
And then I'm gone next week.
Yep, you're gone.
You'll be man on the ship for a couple of days next week anyway for me. And I'm out of here. We're going to do a little Florida vacation.
All right, man.
I guess I'm doing Tuesday show next
week.
But otherwise,
great Christmas.
All but one day off next week on the radio show. If you want a trip to Frisco for the fan bus, in order to go to am1100theflag.com, and we'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pipers Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pipers Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pipers' regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pipers Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pipers exclusive equipment auction for 2022 or log on to Pipers.com for all upcoming auctions.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.